This week in the Civil War, Andrew Johnson, Tennessee Unionist, Vice President and President after Lincoln's assassination, favored a liberal Reconstruction policy after the war. That placed Johnson on a collision course with the radical Republicans who eventually impeached the president for dereliction of his duty. In a Senate trial in May 1867, Johnson was narrowly acquitted. Leaving the presidency in 1869, the former president returned to Tennessee until he was elected to the United States Senate in 1875. Johnson returned to serve with many of the same men who voted against him in his Senate trial. In late July 1875, he suffered a fatal stroke. Johnson was buried in an American flag with his head resting on a copy of the U.S. Constitution, the document which sustained him in his most trying hour as president. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.